Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Robert Acosta speaking, the chair of Accessible World and Tech Talk, and we welcome you to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room of AccessibleWorld.org. The date is Monday, November 9th, 2015, and this is part two of Stocking Stuffers. We're very proud of this event that we try to do every year, and let me get to where I am supposed to be here. Dear friends and supporting vendors, each year we present our Stocking Stuffers program in an attempt to provide our audience with a variety of choices of gifts for the holiday season. We also present Stocking Stuffers in order to thank our vendors who sell us their products and to give them an opportunity to discuss and demonstrate them if they wish. We shall always have questions from our wonderful audience. Accessible World cordially invites you to our second part of Stocking Stuffers, which is November 9th. And we've talked about this, and we're going to now turn to our first program item from 8 to 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time. During this presentation, Maria E. Delgado, Phil's services representative from the American Printing House for the Blind, will go over some neat gift ideas for the holidays. Maria will cover high-tech, low-tech, and new APH items. All the products mentioned during her presentation may be purchased online at shop.aph.org or by calling APH's toll-free number at 800-223-1839. 800-223-1839. Happy holidays. Contact information, American Printing House for the Blind, 800-223-1839. Website, www.aph.org. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great privilege and honor at this time to introduce Maria Delgado, Field Services Representative, American Printing House for the Blind. Maria, welcome to Stocking Stuffers. The microphone is yours.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for that introduction. And I am going to tell you a little bit about our products. As many of you may know, we have literally hundreds of products. We specialize in educational materials, but we also have some other things that are daily living items and so forth. So I selected some of my favorites that I have used, that I have seen people like, and a lot of them, because we've been in business only over 150 years. Some of them are not exactly new items, but as the title of the presentation says, some of them are high-tech, low-tech, and there's a handful of them that are pretty new. So I am going to start with the software, because that is something that was very popular years ago with our customers. It is, except for one piece of software that I will present right now, this is software for Windows. And I am going to start with the low-tech, which is, even though it's software, but the first piece of software is called LearnKeys. And this is a very, very basic piece of software that you can install into a computer just to get some feedback as far as where the keys are in your keyboard. It's not a screen reader. It just gives you feedback about the keys. Whenever you enter a K, it will say K, numbers, your control keys, etc., in your keyboard. And this is $14. Again, the name is LearnKeys. Another piece of software is called Talking Typer. this is a more sophisticated piece of software that also gives you key feedback. However, this is a tutorial on how to type. So you have some lessons, typing lessons, built into this piece of software. You have a game where you have to be typing faster and faster and faster. And there is some animation in the screen for those who can, who are low vision or who can't see. But also everything is, of course, you can access it with speech output. So it's a nice way to learn typing with, again, with some lessons and everything. So that is $89. And in the last few years, we upgraded the speech so that it is not as robot-like as some of the earlier speech output that we had. So it is a pretty nice quality speech. Another piece of software that we have is called Money Talks. It's a budgeting and managing piece of software. A little bit like Quicken and those kinds of software. And of course it is totally accessible. It allows you to keep track of your checking account, utility bills. You can, it's pretty much like a little database where you can enter information and also sort out different things. For instance, how much you, you can have categories and then sort them out. For instance, your utilities, your food items, your vet expenses if you had pets or a service dog, etc. So it's a pretty nice and very complete piece of software, and it is $49. Another piece of software that was very popular back a few years back is called MathFlash. MathFlash, it's basically flashcards that are, of course, presented to you via this software. So it's just a math game where the speech output is telling you problems. For instance, 4 plus 2, and it always gives you a positive or negative statement after you enter your answer. So it's pretty fun to play because, for instance, the if you have an answer right, it's going to say something like bazunga or, I don't know, just all kinds of different statements that are really funny. And also funny because, you know, this software was developed a good 12 years ago, and so the statements, you know, are sometimes really funny because they're kind of outdated. And in a little bit, well, why don't I just now talk about another piece of software. Now, this is for iOS. It's the equivalent of what MathFlash is for Windows, but it's called MathRobot, and this is an app for iOS. By the way, MathFlash is $24, and MathRobot for iOS is only $4.99, and it's, again, the equivalent, but if you have played with MathFlash and get now MathRobot, you will see the difference in the statements when you get something right or when you get something wrong. It's a totally different world anymore. So a younger programmer programmed this statements, and of course they're very different from Bazunga and Interstellar and all these crazy statements that we had, you know, 15 years ago. So another piece of software that is fun is called Talking Crossword Puzzles, and that's a piece of software that allows you to create crossword puzzles with your own questions and answers. It allows you to play Word Scramble, and it also comes with some puzzles already built into the software, so you don't have to come up with all of them, but it, as all of our software is educational, this is a nice way, for instance, for a parent or a teacher to practice things, for instance, learning the state capitals or the Milky Way, you know, the stars and the moon and terms that have to do with astronomy and things like that. So it's just a fun game, and it's, of course, completely accessible. And by the way, all of these pieces of software are both accessible for low vision people, because you can customize the contrast and the print and most of in all of them, and then of course they're accessible via speech output. Talking Crossword Puzzles is $49. Another game that is fun to play is Tootle Tiles. It's basically a game of Mahjong, which if you haven't played that game, it is basically played with tiles that you build up into a pyramid, and every tile, well, a lot of the tiles have different images in the tile, and you have to match up the tiles. You have to move them out of the way a certain way in order to basically get rid of all the tiles. But if you move something and then you're stuck, then you have to put them back and so forth. So it has a level of difficulty, but this is the software version of Mahjong. This is $39. Studio Recorder is another piece of software that we've had for a very long time. And this is you can edit and produce recordings. In fact, Studio Recorder is what we use to record the talking books for the National Library Services. So it's a very high quality piece of software, completely accessible. You can do anything that you can do just about with any kind of professional editing piece of software, and it is $200. So that is it for the software, and I'm going to cover a few more things before I stop for questions. So if you have questions about software, just hold on a minute, and I will give you an opportunity to ask these questions. The next thing I'm going to talk about is gadgets, hardware. And the first thing that I'd like to talk about is called the Refresher Braille 18, which is a refreshable braille display. We have had this item for a long time. It is very popular because it's very compact. It's only 18 cells, and you can put it literally on your pocket. Very light. It can be paired via Bluetooth or via USB cable with items that have a screen reader. For instance, you can pair it up with a laptop that has JAWS or a PC that has JAWS or Windows Eyes, for instance. You can pair it up with your iPad, with your iPhone. And that is how it became very, very popular, because many people are pairing it up with the iPhone, and it just makes a great way to have everything synced up very nicely and very, very portable. So you can, as you know, with your iPhone, you can read books from Bard Mobile, from Read to Go, from Bookshare. You can have your address book, your contacts, etc. And of course, with the refreshable Braille display, you can have everything in Braille if you need it. And the big surprise is that the Refresher Braille 18 has been revised. It is still the same price. It costs $1,650. Some of the things that have been revised are the following. First one, that you can choose between simple or secure Bluetooth pairing. The simple will just easily or automatically pair up with any other device that initiates pairing. The secure pairing will ask you to enter a code in both devices. The second thing that has been revised is that the advanced bars can be reversed. So if you are reading a book, for instance, and you want to advance with your left hand while reading with your right hand, you can do that easily now because you can reverse them. So you can do it either way. The little joystick that the Refresher Braille 18 used to have in the middle was a little difficult to use sometimes. So now we have a larger directional pad that is very nice, ergonomic, and easy to use. Also, the space bar is more ergonomic. And now, instead of using a mini USB cable, it uses a micro USB, which is just a regular industry standard micro USB cable. And because we heard from our customers that many people were having trouble connecting it, this one is much easier to connect into the Refresher Braille 18. It also has new PC software that makes it easier to update and to manage it. Another thing that is pretty new, it's been out for a couple of years, is the TI-84 graphing calculator, which is $599. It's just a TI-84 modified by Orion, and it has, for instance, when you do a graph, you can trace it, and it has a visual display, but also you can listen to the graph once it's traced. And for instance, if the line in your graph is going up, your sound is going to be going higher and higher and higher. And when it goes down, for instance, if it's a wave, it's going to go up, down, up, down. And also it has another buzz sound when it hits the negative numbers. Also, you can print your graph. You can output it into an embosser so that you can have a tactile version of that graph that is tactile. And if your embosser had the capabilities, also, of course, visual, because you can use ink on top of the texture. We also have a TI-30 scientific calculator now that has very, very nice speech. And that one is $399. We still have the BookPort Plus, which is very popular item. It's a digital book player and very, very high quality recorder. It plays books from all the services that are most popular, NLS, Bookshare, Learning Ally, Audible.com, etc. And of course, it also plays music, your format like WAV files, MP3, etc. The BookPort Plus is $329, and also we have a larger version, which is our desktop version, which is BookPort DT, as in desktop. It uses pretty much the same software, so they have both the same capabilities, the BookPort Plus and the BookPort DT. But the BookPort Plus is very portable. It's about, I think it's like 6 inches by 4 inches. And the BookPort DT is, again, a desktop version. It's heavier, but it has a very better speaker because it's meant to be, for instance, if you can have it on your nightstand, you can have it on your entertainment center, etc. And it, again, it also, because it uses the same kind of software, it also supports all the reading services that I just mentioned. The BookPort DT is $399. There is a pretty new item that just came out this year. It's called the Joy Player. It is a digital player for people that have trouble, especially with motor skills. So it has very large buttons, well marked. It's very simple. It basically would replace a tape recorder because it just has your play button, rewind, fast forward. Well, your play is also your stop button and your pause button. And it uses the, it can use the cartridges that are used with NLS, but it also uses just about any kind of USB media. And again, it's just a very simple player, high quality audio and very simple hardware, easy to use for people that have motor problems or who want just something very simple. The Joy Player is $349. Another gadget is the Colorino. It's a color identifier, and I'm sure that most of you are familiar with color identifiers. You place the item, the Colorino's lens on top of an item, and it will tell you its color. The Colorino is $198. And the last one of the gadgets is a talking cooking thermometer. And the name says it all. It's a thermometer that you can use at, for cooking. It's about 9 inches long, so you can use it in the oven and things like that. And it's only $39. So I'm going to stop here for some questions, if you have any, and then we'll continue with some other things that I have in my list. Let me release the microphone. Give me just 1 second.
Okay, I've overridden you, Maria. Thank you so much thus far. We thank you. Randy, I hope you recorded. I had some technical issues, but I think I can make it up. But let's, don't tell me now. Tell me later. We'll get it. Ron, are there any questions on the screen, please?
Currently I see three, and Susan Lumpkin is first. Thanks, Ron. Maria, I'm enjoying your presentation a lot. We have the Refresher Braille, the older unit, not the one that's recently come out. I'm wanting to know, can that unit be revised?
No, actually, most of the revisions have been hardware revisions, so no. However, the software or the firmware that runs your display can be updated if you don't have the latest update. So just go to tech.aph.org, tech as in T-E-C-H, technology, and go to the Refresher Braille 18 link, and at the very top of the page you will see links to the updates. So you may, if you haven't done so, you may be able to update the firmware.
All right. Next question, Ron, please.
John Nelia is next.
Maria, thank you very much. I will agree with you. I have the Bookport Plus and the desktop unit, and I would say if you want to do recordings, they're really outstanding. The question I have is there going to be new firmware for the Bookport Plus and the desktop unit coming out?
Yes, they are still working on an update, and there is something coming pretty soon. Just the other day, they updated my unit with some beta software. It may be alpha, so there are some new things coming up, and it should be within the next couple of months that you will have a new update.
That's good news. Okay, next question, Ron.
Okay, the last one so far is from Daniel.
Okay, I wanted to know about the Really Simple Player. Can it record also as well as play books?
No, it can only play. It's just a player.
Very good. And I wanted to ask you, Maria, about KeyLearn. That just is like a key transcriber. I mean, it controls your keyboard. So if I had KeyLearn software going and we're pressing keys to see where they were, my computer would not run. Is that correct?
That's correct. It is just for feedback and to learn the keyboard, and you can press them as much as you want, and it will not activate the computer.
And my last question before you move forward, can we get the catalog online? It's a huge catalog. No one could do the whole thing. I love the way you're organizing it, the stocking stuffers with the software, packages and the gadgets and so forth. Could one see the catalog online, for example?
Yes, actually, shop.aph.org is our shopping site, but it is also organized by categories. So you will have your daily living, your Braille items, your books, your sports, etc. So again, just shop.aph.org, and just go through the categories. That would be my best. The best way to go about it.
All right, Maria, if you want to move forward, this is great.
Sounds good. Let me lock the key and I will continue.
If you're having trouble, you might try Alt-O-L might do it.
Okay, now it's locked. So I will continue. Now I am going to talk a little bit about puzzles, so I'm going to go quick, but because I know we have a limited time. So the first one is Sudoku. For those of you who have played the Sudoku in the paper, or that maybe you have used print or other kinds of Sudoku games, it's the one that we have is a tactile Sudoku. It's a 6x6. Grid, and it is $69. It, of course, comes with, it comes with two boards so that two people can play at a time, and it comes with a guidebook which has puzzles so that you can set up your board, your tactile board, with advanced, intermediate, or beginner puzzles. Again, that is $69, and it's really, really cool. Squid Magazine is another item that I really like. It is a magazine that is full of tactile activities, mazes, brain teasers, just all kinds of games where you can, where you have to use your tactile abilities to find things, to differentiate, to mix, etc. So it is just a magazine. We have nowadays 7 issues of that magazine. Each issue costs in between $55 to $75. So it depends on which issue that you purchase. But they're really fun, that you can reuse the activities and the games. And again, they're also for large print users as well as for tactile users. So it's just a fun way to learn tactile skills. There is a tactile 10-gram kit, which the 10-gram kit is an ancient Chinese puzzle that uses 7 pieces in different shapes to create different figures. So this is the tactile version of that 10-gram kit. It comes with different puzzles made of different materials. Some of them are magnetic, some of them are made of foam, some of them are made of translucent plastic so that you can use them with a light box, etc. And it costs $146, and it is another thing that is really fun to play. There is another item called Slide, Twist, and Solve, which is a brain teaser. It's a pretty much self-contained brain teaser where you can shuffle and some pieces that are tactile, of course, at the top of the puzzle. You can twist them, you can push them around to form a specific image. And the image that you have to form is at the bottom of the puzzle. So it's something that you can, you know, play in the car, at the doctor's office, anywhere you go, because you can always just mix the pieces again and try to solve the puzzle. And that is $14. It's made of plastic, and it also has contrasting colors. Quick Pick is another sort of game, and of course educational. It is a set of cards that are in a plastic container, and there's different kinds of Quick Pick. One is a math, Quick Pick math. The other one is Quick Pick braille contractions. And there is Quick Pick counting. They give you different, let's call them puzzles or problems to solve. And it comes with a wooden tool that allows you to pick the answer. It has several holes at the bottom. So this tool, you insert it in the hole where you think the answer is. And of course, you can read the answer at the top. So you're not randomly just picking. You read your question, you pick your answer with the wooden tool, and if the card comes out, it was the right answer. If the card doesn't come out when you pull it out, that means that you have the wrong answer. So again, it's another self-contained thing that you can play anywhere. It's fun, and it's educational. Quick Pick Counting is $33. Quick Pick Math is $38. And Braille Contractions is $73. Another of my favorite, very, very favorite items is the U.S. Puzzle Map. It's a very large, well, it's a 33-inch map of the United States. And, of course, each piece is one of the states of the United States. So it's a large item. It also has relief features such as mountains and rivers and things like that. And it's just a nice thing to play with and to really examine where the states are and where they are in relation to other states, etc. So the puzzle map is $365, and again, it's a large, very large puzzle map. It's 32 inches by 18 inches. Now I'm going to move on to some items that have to do with a little bit of using your creativity and, of course, learning spatial relationships and things like that. So you can create maps. You can create art with these tactile boards, basically. The first one is called All-in-One Board. It's a board that has felt back on one side so that you can play with Velcro pieces. And on the other side, it is a magnetic board where, of course, you can play with magnetic pieces, but also you can draw with dry erase markers included. So this is the all-in-one board, 13 inches by 10 inches, is $137. And then there is a larger version of it, which is 23 inches by 14 inches, and is $147. Another item that also, it's similar, it's called a picture maker. And this one is only for Velcro pieces. It already comes with a lot of Velcro pieces, shapes, textures, strips, all kinds of different things that you can use as, to create, again, your maps or your layouts or science concepts, math concepts, etc. Picture Maker is $122. There is a tic-tac-toe accessory kit that uses Velcro, so it has your X's and your O's and your tic-tac-toe grid. It's $16, and you can use that accessory with your picture maker or with your all-in-one board because it's Velcro. Something similar, but it uses a kind of film that raises up is called the Draftsman. This particular item, you can draw on it with a pen or a stylus, and as you are drawing with it or writing in it, it raises. It uses a specific kind of sheet that is it's more like a film that is going to raise as you are drawing. So immediately it gives you tactile feedback. And again, you can use it for all kinds of different things and concepts that someone may want to show you or that you may want to create. For instance, there is a student that created a tactile card for her mom, for Mother's Day. So you can do art projects and all kinds of different things. The Draftsman is $181. The drawing board, it already comes with some of the film that you can draw on. And additional film is 25 sheets for $6. Let me see how we're doing on time. I'm going to give you just a brief overview of some other things that I have here, and then I will stop for questions. There is a Tangle toy that we have that is tactile, because the pieces of the Tangle toy are not only different colors but different textures. So it's a fun toy to play with. If you haven't used a Tangle toy, you may want to check it out sometime when we go to conference. We like to bring it because it attracts a lot of people, and you can do all kinds of activities, as for instance, sorting, matching, and things like that. There is another item called the Giant Texture Beads that uses textures and colors and different shapes, also for just for, as a game for discrimination and to make patterns and things like that. The Giant Texture Beads are $71, and it comes with 12 beads in three different colors and textures. There is a Paint Pot Palette, which is basically a set of watercolors that are nicely marked. So every watercolor is marked in Braille with its color. And it also comes with some tactile outlines of pictures. I think one of them is a butterfly, another one is a teddy bear, and things like that. So it's a really nice way to start using watercolors. You cannot see the colors, but you know what the colors are, and do some art projects with the tactile drawings that come with the kit. And that is $51. I'm just going to go run through the games. We have a Touch 'Em All baseball game, which is it uses spinners to tell you that you have a strike or an out, and everything is very tactile. There is the field, the game, the players, everything is, of course, accessible. It's $194. Web Chase is another board game that is $249. Scattered Crowns is more like a memory game where you can have to find crowns and jewels that match, and that is $219. And Trex, the game of compass directions, which is almost one of those games where you have to get to the other side of the board, take all your pieces to the other side of the board, almost like checkers, but it uses compass directions in order to engage the participants, and that is $113. So I am going to stop there, and I'm going to see if there's any questions.
I think I missed something. I'm sorry. I stepped away for a second. Ron, I think, Maria, the last couple of minutes, are there any questions up there, please?
This is Joy. Jane has a question. Can you talk about the Permatex index cards? I think that's one that hasn't been asked.
Sure. It's a Perma Braille, right? It's just a kind of plasticky paper that you can write Braille in, and it is really nice because you can get it wet, you can get it dirty or whatever, but it is, because it's plasticky, it almost never loses its texture. And also it doesn't, you know, you can wipe it off. Well, for instance, if you're cooking and you have a recipe in Braille, you can run your fingers, and if it gets a little dirty, you can just wipe it off. So it's just a plastic kind of paper that you can use for Braille.
Very good. Last question, Joy. Do we have one up there? And thanks for your help.
It's another question from Jane, but it's probably a yes or no. Do you still carry the chain kit for orientation and mobility?
I will have to check on that. I want to say that they have been discontinued, but I would have to check on that.
Well, Maria, let me know, and I'll catch up with Jane somewhere. She's on a lot of the lists here. Maria, on behalf of Accessible World and Stocking Stuffers, we want to thank you so very much. I know you did a lot of research here, and you really explained the games very well. And the key is to go, I think I have it right, shop.aph.org. You can correct me. To find all of these products categorized and so forth. Maria, we're going to give you the last word, so correct me if I gave the wrong URL on that place, wrong site.
You are correct, Bob. It's shopaph.org, and I thank everybody for being here. And if you have any questions, just let Bob know, and I will be more than happy to answer. And also my email address, if you need anything, is mdelgado@aph.org. So thank you very much. Have a great night.
And thank you very much. Okay, let me lock this and move to our next item, please. Okay, this item is from 8:45 to 9:10 p.m. or Eastern time. Stocking Stuffers features Chris Grabowski and Kim Loftus of Mystic Access. Mystic Access was founded in 2013 as a resource for comprehensive audio tutorials, accessible technology, and empowering one-on-one and group training opportunities. Mystic Access is pleased to present some of our new products and tutorials, as well as some old favorites, which we feel would make amazing gifts for yourself and those you love for the upcoming holiday season. Whether you shopped with us previously or this is your first experience in dealing with us, we promise a site that is easy to navigate, high-quality offerings, and exceptional customer service. We look forward to helping to make your holidays brighter. Okay, and this is Mystic Access. Let me just give you the site, then I'll introduce our speaker. info@mysticaccess.com is the way to go, the website. And the phone number is 716-543-3323. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great privilege and honor at this time to present Chris Grabowski and Kim Loftus of Mystic Access.
Sound. Skype. See user documents by conference recording.
Hello, everybody on Tech Talk and Stocking Stuffers.
Yay! It's Stocking Stuffers time. We've got chestnuts roasting on our virtual open fire and marshmallows, hot chocolate. We don't have a Christmas tree in our little virtual studio.
Because it's virtually not Christmas.
Yeah, it's virtually not Christmas, but we're getting festive and Christmassy anyway and enjoying spending some time with you guys. So thanks for having us. We appreciate being here on Stocking Stuffers. It's our first time here on Stocking Stuffers, and we're really excited to share some of the many, many goodies that Mystic Access has available to make your holidays brighter.
Just to, as a quick note, this is a recording. Kim is not able to make it.
I'm not able to be present with you guys on Monday night, so thanks for allowing me to be here in spirit and through the help of this recording that we've pre-recorded. But Chris will be available afterwards to answer any questions that you guys may have, and you're welcome to email us at any time with questions, info@mysticaccess.com, and we can answer your questions that way, or you can always call us at 716-543-3323.
And leave a message.
And we can get back to you and answer your questions.
What do we have cooking for stocking stuffers?
We have a lot of things cooking. We have some new products and some old favorite products. We'll begin with an old favorite, which is the first product we launched right here on TikTok, actually, back in May, which is our new generation Victor Reader Stream audio tutorial. This is a DAISY tutorial, but you can also listen to it just using the MP3 files. It's over 8 hours in duration, and it's just a really comprehensive look at the many, many functions and features of the new generation Victor Reader Stream. We're very proud of it. We think it has a lot to offer, so if that person on your holiday list has a Stream, or if that person is you and you have a new generation Stream and you want to learn more about it, then this might be a really nice product to share with someone you love or to gift yourself with for this holiday season. And remember, it's over 8 hours in length. There's so much packed into this tutorial. The Stream tutorial is $89 for the digital download version, and it's $99 if you want us to ship you an SD card anywhere in the lower 48. So we'll put the tutorial on an SD card for you and ship it off to you anywhere in the lower 48 for $99.
The next thing that we have on our stocking stuffers agenda is a Bluetooth audio transmitter receiver. This is a little box that can turn a non-Bluetooth device into a Bluetooth device to stream your audio, podcasts, digital talking books, your Bard from your Bard player, your Stream, your, you know, basically anything that doesn't have Bluetooth connectivity, you can stream to wireless headphones or Bluetooth speakers or what have you.
Yeah, and you can also take your Bluetooth devices and stream them to non-Bluetooth devices with the receiving function of this little critter. So you can essentially turn your non-Bluetooth stereo into a Bluetooth stereo and stream your iPad, iPhone, Droid, what have you, to those devices. So it serves two really nice purposes and really makes your listening experience quite a pleasure if you want to listen through other devices that you haven't had the ability to and make them into Bluetooth devices.
Included with this transmitter receiver is a fully comprehensive audio tutorial, as we're known for comprehensive audio tutorials.
So yeah, for those of you who don't know who we are and are just learning about us, that's one of the real trademarks of this company, is that we are known for really high quality, really comprehensive audio tutorials. This Bluetooth transmitter comes with an almost hour long, it's right at 50 minutes in length, audio tutorial that takes you through this transmitter, orients you to it, tells you what's in the box, explains the functions, and most of all, shows it to you in action, really puts it through its paces.
The cost of the transmitter and the tutorial is $55. If you just want to purchase the tutorial, we also have that available, and that will be $15.
And when you purchase the tutorial and the transmitter, you will receive your tutorial on an SD card. So you essentially get a free SD card to go with your purchase, and you can use that for other things in addition to the tutorial that's on it. You can play it on your MP3 player or transfer it to your computer and listen to it at your convenience. And that includes shipping as well.
Yes.
Another really exciting thing that we're doing is that we have a new line of audio Bluetooth speakers that we are beginning to offer at Mystic Access. There are five that we are offering because, number one, we don't know when to quit. Number two, we really want to give a variety of offerings that will benefit many people and many different types of folks. So we're thinking about people with neuropathy, people who want specific functionality, and we want to really have something for everybody, or maybe a couple somethings for you if you're particularly interested in something like this. So we have a few Bluetooth speakers now, five in all, and all of them come with comprehensive audio tutorials that I've recorded for you to show you the speakers going through their paces. All of them come with SD cards, and all of their prices include shipping. You can also receive the tutorials by themselves. They're also up on the website. If you just want the tutorial without purchasing the speaker and the SD card and the physical shipping from us, and we want to tell you about our lineup because we're very excited about it.
The first one is a Venstar. This is a waterproof, according to the company, or water-resistant.
Yeah, please don't dunk it.
Yeah. And what you can do is you can use it in the shower if you want to, or you can use it outside, connect it to your backpack, what have you. It also can play media via micro SD card. And I'm going to turn it on just for a second so that you can hear what the voice sounds like.
Bluetooth mode.
So as you can hear, it had a power-up sound. It said that it was in Bluetooth mode, and it also connected to my iPad. And I'm going to turn it off.
It also has an auxiliary.
Yes.
That's its nice little power-down sound that I was talking over, so hopefully you heard that. It's a very nice speaker. It has nice big buttons, so particularly if you have arthritis or neuropathy or something else that makes finding and or pressing buttons difficult, this might be a very good choice for you because the buttons are very tactile.
Yes, they are. The Venstar speaker, including the tutorial, is $59. If you just want the tutorial itself, that's $15.
Yeah, all the tutorials, just so you know, are $15. So if you want to buy them separately, and remember with each speaker, the price includes the speaker, the tutorial, on an SD card, and shipping to you anywhere in the lower 48.
Yes.
If you're international, right now we are not shipping these internationally. We definitely recommend you getting the tutorials, though, from us. If you are interested in learning more about the speakers, you can buy the tutorials individually for $15 each.
And you should be able to find the speakers locally rather than having them shipped internationally.
Yeah, or on your local Amazon, more than likely, if you
want. Exactly, yes. The next speaker in the lineup is called Red Pepper, like something you might want to eat. I'm not sure I would actually eat this.
It sounds good enough to eat, though.
It really does. This is another shower speaker, and it also plays micro SD cards, has an auxiliary port as well. The buttons are a little harder to feel. They can be felt, but they are a little harder to feel. So we were thinking of somebody with neuropathy or has trouble feeling or pressing buttons, then you might go for the Venstar. But let me turn this one on so that you can hear what this one sounds like.
Bluetooth mode.
It sounds familiar.
It does.
Connected.
It really...
And it says connected.
Instead of playing the sound, just to let you know. Also, you can turn off the voice prompts on this one. So if you don't want voice prompts, you can turn them off. So I'm going to, again, power this one down.
That sounds familiar, too.
Yes, it does.
And let me mention one more cool thing about both Venstar and Red Pepper. They can be used as card readers for your computer. So they sound great, and they have a really nice practical purpose if you want or need an extra SD card reader for your computer.
Again, it's a micro SD card.
Yes.
So if you don't have a micro SD card reader, you don't have an adapter, you can just connect this to your computer, and it shows up as a removable drive.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite of our speaker lineup. I just think it's adorably cute, and it sounds fantastic.
Yes, it does. The Red Pepper speaker is $55, including the tutorial.
Also, let me note something here. All these speakers are quality checked by us. So you get a second quality check on these before they go out the door to you. We're going to make sure that they are vetted and that everything's working great so that they'll be shipped to your door and you'll know everything's good.
The next speaker in our lineup is the iFox IFD8.
Can I just say something about this company? They are some of the nicest people and have some of the most exceptional customer support I have ever experienced in my life. If you want a Bluetooth speaker and you want to support a great company, can I just be biased for a second and recommend that you give this one a try? Because this company is so exceptional. They do really amazing work. I've gotten customer service responses on a Sunday afternoon from the support at this company. They're a family-owned and family-run business, and, you know, little entrepreneurs like us, so we appreciate that, and they make really high-quality products.
Not only that, but the one of the customer support representatives from iFox Creations actually took the time to describe a speaker to you as if you had no vision,
yeah.
And that was amazing.
It was amazing. So here's a shout-out to Margot at iFox. You are a rock star.
Now we can talk about the Rockstar speakers.
We can.
This is a touch panel. There are no buttons on it. Once you utilize the tutorial, you will know how to use the speaker. It's kind of shaped like a triangle, a bunch of triangles, and the points of the triangles are where the buttons are or where you would press to, say, switch tracks, change volume, go from Bluetooth mode to radio mode, what have you.
If you can use your Droid or your iDevice and you don't mind a touch screen, or you're not so intimidated that you wouldn't mind finding out if you can use a touch screen successfully, I definitely recommend giving this one a try, because one thing this one has that the other ones that we offer do not is FM radio mode. So that's kind of neat if that's something that you're interested in playing with. And the tutorial, if I do say so myself, does a really nice job of explaining how you can navigate this successfully. Particularly once you develop a little bit of muscle memory in terms of knowing where these things are, you can navigate it with tremendous ease.
So I'm going to turn this one on, and we're going to see what this one sounds like. And we're just demonstrating the voices because we didn't want to play too much music, but that will be coming in a second. Let me turn this on. There's a nice physical switch that you flip.
Bluetooth mode.
So it's a Bluetooth mode, and then you find if I can...
Paired.
Yeah. Paired. There we go.
And it's now paired to my iPad, of course.
And this also has line in and auxiliary and micro SD in addition to FM radio.
And there's FM radio.
Bluetooth mode.
So as
better than that when you have a cord plugged in to make the antenna.
Yes, it does. But I just wanted to show really quickly flipping through, you know, that this can be done. It's very, very easy. As long as you orient the right position, you're good to go.
Yeah, and exceptionally nice voice prompts. Really,
yes.
Really beautiful.
The iFox speaker is $65, including the tutorial. The next speaker in our lineup is a Shark speaker.
Yeah, it's called the Shark Boombox speaker, and we're a little biased, but it's really one of our very favorite, probably the things that we actually own. I think we both unanimously say it is one of our favorite objects in our houses.
Yes. This speaker does not play micro SD. It does have a line out and a line in. It does not have an FM radio. But
it does have NFC, though.
It does. So if you have an Android phone that has NFC capability, instead of going and searching and finding your item in the list, you just swipe the phone across the NFC antenna, as they're called, and it will say, do you want to connect to? You hit yes, and meaning the phone will say, do you want to connect to? You hit yes, and it's connected. It'll start playing through your machine. I'm going to turn this speaker on, and you press and hold the power button.
Connected.
It's on and it's
2 minutes,
connected.
13 seconds of 10 minutes, 39 seconds.
It's Bluetooth 4.0, and boy, can you tell it.
Yes, and there's Alex babbling in the background. So.
Alex does not know when to shut up, does he?
I'm going to press play so that you can hear what this sounds like. And I'm going to press play again. So that gives you an idea of what this little speaker
is. It's outrageously loud, let's put it that way.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's not doing it justice on this recording.
No, and there's really, you probably hear some distortion because the way we're actually doing this, there is no distortion.
Right.
It's amazing in terms of sound quality. And the volume buttons are separate from the track buttons, which Chris really likes.
That way you don't accidentally change tracks. The Shark speaker is $85, including the tutorial.
Now for our final Bluetooth speaker. This is by a company called Volume and Bass. Never heard of them, don't worry, we hadn't either. You will now. this thing is incredible. It has line-in micro SD USB playback, which is something I really, really wanted to make sure we had available because I know so many of you really love your flash drives. Of course, it plays Bluetooth as well. And this one's a power bank. It's really cool. It looks like a real big, tall beer can, and it puts out crazy sound. I'm going to attach a flash drive to mine and power it on for you.
Bluetooth mode.
That's Ivona Sally's voice, by the way. I'm going to connect my USB drive now that I have the power onto the speaker. This thing has 360 surround sound. It's insane.
Memory card mode.
Here we go.
It don't mean a thing. If it ain't got that swing. Do-wah-do-wah-do-wah-do-wah-do-wah-do-wah-do-wah-do-wah.
No, it don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is swing.
And we could go on and on, but that just gives you an idea. It's insane. The sound quality is really amazing. It's right there with the Shark in terms of sound quality. And it does more than the Shark, and it's smaller than the Shark. So it really depends on what you're looking for. Like for me, the Shark is going to be my TV soundbar. It's going to sit behind my TV and play me Bluetooth all over my house and play my TV and play my Netflix and all this, and this one is going to be like a little traveling companion and go around and play my USB, and they serve different purposes for me personally. And this one is very well built. It has soft touch keys. Again, if you can develop some muscle memory to learn where these keys are based on the really specific orientation I share in the tutorial, of course this one comes with a tutorial as well, then you'll be able to learn where these keys are. Think about them like a microwave. You know how a microwave's keys are if you have a microwave with buttons, which I don't. You can easily find and orient yourself to where these buttons are on this speaker. But it has a lot of functions and a lot of components. And this one is $105. So it's the most expensive of the speakers in our line. It does a lot, and it sounds great.
As we started this presentation, we talked about the Venstar and the Red Pepper speakers that are shower speakers. The iFox, the Shark, and the volume and bass would not be happy if you took them in the shower.
Please don't take them in the shower.
So I just thought that I would share that with you.
Yes, our Shark does not like water. Please don't take him in the shower, in addition to these other ones.
Exactly.
Just a couple other things we'd like to touch on. We have some other tutorials up on the site. We've got VoIP tutorials, which is Voice over Internet Protocol. If you look back in the Tech Talk archive, you'll find a presentation that we shared a few months ago about Voice over Internet Protocol services. We have a tutorial for ViaTalk and one for VoIPO, which are two VoIP companies that we have used personally. They're $5.97 a piece for the digital downloads. We have a couple of travel and orientation tutorials up on the site.
Sense Navigation for the BrailleSense VoiceSense family of products for GPS, and the Sendero Maps More Than a Map Manager audio tutorial that takes you through both of them. Like our tutorials, are all comprehensive.
We also have one-on-one training available. You can work with Chris or myself, and we have a lot of options available up on the site. We also offer consulting. The one thing I want to touch on briefly before we end is if you want something comprehensive that we do not offer, you want a comprehensive audio tutorial created just for you, we offer that service. If you want to go on the site and look up, I think you can look up personal audio tutorials, and you will find it in there as well. It's a really neat service, and we've gotten rave reviews thus far, and we're very, very pleased to offer this really unique service for you guys. Not only would it make a really cool stocking stuffer, it's a personalized labor of love from you to someone you love, or a really amazing gift to gift yourself with something like this that you can have for a lifetime.
Well, we wanted to take this time and thank you for listening to our presentation, our, again, recorded presentation, because Kim couldn't be available.
I can't. I have a pre-standing commitment, but thanks for listening. And we have a little gift for you guys here on Tech Talk who are listening. Through Cyber Monday, if you use the coupon code SILVERBELLS at checkout, that's all one word, SILVERBELLS, you will save 10% on anything that you purchase on mysticaccess.com.
Thank you very much, and the real me will be available for questions.
Have a wonderful holiday season, you guys. Thanks for entrusting us with your business, and thanks for sharing a little bit of your stocking stuffers with us. We appreciate it.
Bye now.
Bye.
Well, what an outstanding presentation. And they were worried when I started with them, asking them, or they asked me, we might not have enough, you know, we might not have enough to say here. Oh, no, what a wonderful package you guys put forth. Let's have time, unfortunately, for a couple of questions because we have a couple of other presenters here. Ron, do we see any, or Joy, do we see any questions up on the screen, please?
Yeah, I see two questions. Mike is first.
Hi, Chris. I was wondering, a while back I received a Bluetooth speaker as a gift, and it talked, and it had quite a really loud talking voice. Do you find that the ones you've just demonstrated to us, the voices are inobtrusive if you're using them out in public?
No, they are not. I did see one that you like you're talking about. It was extremely loud. We did not go for it for that reason and other reasons.
Very good. Okay, last question. Ron?
Okay, Hammett, you're up.
Chris, I remember you from Blencool Tech. Anyway, so the speaker is like, how crisp would you say each one would be, like, on the high end frequency range? Sorry if this is too, if that's too technical, but, you know, like, what's the highest pitch? Because from the recording, they all sounded like they were pretty crisp. Obviously, the second to last one sounded really crisp.
None of them have distortion. That was one thing that we did not want to have, is distortion at high volume levels.
Well, Chris and Kim, we want to thank you. Once again, you hit a home run with us. You guys are special friends. They really do one-to-one. They take pride in their company, and we're very proud of you. Thank you so much for making this presentation before Stocking Stuffers.
Thank you very much, and just really quickly, info@mysticaccess.com if you have any questions. There's also, on each tutorial or in each product, there's a free tutorial that's fully functioning or fully full length on another speaker that we're not offering because it's discontinued, but it is up there and you can download it just to see what the speaker tutorial full length is like.
Blind Alive is pleased to offer a variety of described workouts designed to challenge exercisers at all levels. Visit our website to view all our titles. While you're there, learn about the backpack, a pack designed with your health in mind. Read our blog, listen to podcasts, and find complete descriptions for all our exercises. Workouts can either be downloaded to your computer or purchased on CD. For more information, you may visit Blind Alive on the web, www.blindalive.com, or send an email to support@blindalive.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great privilege and honor to present Mel Scott, founder and president of Blind Alive, and Lisa Selinger, sales and customer support, and she'll give all the emails for you. Ladies, the microphone is yours, and welcome to Stocking Stuffers. I don't know. Lisa, do you want to lead off here? I know you know how to get through here for us.
Sure. Mel is connecting via a Mac, and we weren't sure. This seems to be a crapshot. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't as well as we would like. In any case, we are very thrilled to be here. We've been able to address those of you on Tech Talk before, but this is our first Stocking Stuffers event, and we're very happy to talk to you about all the really neat things that Blind Alive has to offer. Mel started Blind Alive because she would order exercise DVDs and try to use them. And if any of you have ever done that little fun exercise in futility, you know what a frustration that can be. The first obstacle is just navigating through those menus. And then once you find the actual workout, you hear good fun like, up, down, follow me, look at your screen, do it this way, move like this. And, of course, that does not work. I have heard other workouts that have been produced for the blind, and in all honesty, I was quite disappointed in them. I know that we all have varying levels of fitness, but some things that were available were not even challenging. A friend and I jokingly called one set of workouts for the blind exercises from your deathbed. They were really quite horrendous. But these are professionally produced and on a par with comparable workouts that are visually based. And I will go through and discuss some of those workouts, and I also want to tell you a little bit about some of the accessories we have and some of the other things that you will find on our website. Of course, the emphasis right now is on items that you might either like to give or receive as gifts, but we want you to overall have a good, helpful, and fun experience. It's our gift to you, not just this time of year, but all year round. So let's go ahead and tell you a little bit, first of all, about an accessory. We'll kind of switch back and forth a little bit. This will keep you on your toes and hopefully awake and interested. And also, if you are interested specifically in workouts, then you won't have whole long sections that aren't for you, or if you're interested in the other things, then it will just, I think, work out well. So we have a pack, a bag, called the Back Tee Pack. And when I first saw the name, I thought it was a misprint, but it's not. It is the Back Tee Pack, and it essentially is backpack-like in that it allows you to carry things on your back. It is probably one of the hardest things I have ever tried to describe. And I've had it described to me, and it's difficult because the descriptions don't really do it justice. But I'm going to try. So basically, you have a square of fabric, and this square of fabric is maybe 4 inches square, and this is going to rest on your back, in the middle of your back. There are straps that go over your shoulders that feel like traditional backpack straps. There is something called a sternal strap, and that connects the two shoulder straps in front. I think this is really nice for a couple reasons. If you have narrow shoulders, this keeps the pack from, or the straps or strap, from falling off. There's also a waist strap so that you can basically have some of that load kind of borne by your, at your waist. There's a lap strap that you would want to use when you're sitting. And so you're thinking, okay, you're describing all these straps. Where are, where's the stuff? How do I carry this stuff? And the answer to that is that there is a bag on either side of you. So the bags are basically at hip level. And probably any woman who is listening to this is thinking, oh, I don't want something at my hips. You know, I don't need that. I don't want it there. And that's kind of how I felt initially. But it's really pretty good because, you know, you have it on either side. So it's kind of the equivalent of if you were carrying a laptop bag on each shoulder, except because you have the sternal strap up kind of on your chest, and you have the hip belt a little lower, it hugs these bags into your sides. So you are actually less bulky than you would be if you carried the two bags, which isn't even really feasible if you're using a cane or a guide dog. These bags are pretty roomy. On the one side, well, the packs are basically the same size. And so, depending on their thickness, I can fit 2 to 3 soft cover braille volumes in a side. I can put my laptop and my iPad mini and a power strip and I'm getting ready to go away to talk about Blind Alive at an upcoming convention. And so I've been packing all my tech in there. And this really is the crux of the matter and kind of the beauty of the thing. When I'm not wearing it and I just pick it up, it's really heavy. I pick it up and I kind of lean to one side because it's really heavy. But when I have it on me, so I'm wearing it, that weight is evenly distributed on both sides and in a way that is not putting stress on my spine. And it feels like I am really carrying very little. It's quite a relief. I want to move on, but I want to also tell you a few other things about this pack that I think are really neat. It has little slits in it, and through those slits you can run wires from headphones or earbuds. People who are on oxygen can run oxygen tubing through them. People who run or hike can put the, I forget what it's called, the tubing, basically for a hydration kind of bladder through them. It's made with lots of pockets, so you can kind of divide and organize your stuff. The other thing that I really like about this pack is that it gives added security. And what do I mean by that exactly? Well, if you are sitting on a bus or a train, airplane seats have no mercy. I'm not quite sure how that would work. But in most seats, you can sit and still wear the back tee pack. And the zippers and things are right under your arms. So you would definitely know if somebody was trying to get something out. I wish I had known about this when I was working as a rehab teacher, because there were some homes that I entered where I really did not want to put my bags of equipment on the floor because they were not very clean, or because curious pets or children could go through them and carry things off. I can remember a particular dachshund who fell in love with a talking watch. That was good fun. So you have a way of keeping everything on your person and off the floor. And really, I can't think of many people who wouldn't benefit from this bag. You can, you know, you want to arrange things so that you kind of have it balanced on each side. I mean, you wouldn't want to put all your technology on one side and then on the other side put your bulky, light but bulky sweaters. you know, so you want to have some balance. And, of course, we are happy to answer all your questions. The pack, I'm going to forget these colors. It comes in black and a medium or dark purple. And I think a medium gray color. I should mention, too, there's also a loop on the back, a small loop, and you could, if you were walking outdoors at night, you could attach a light to that for safety. I just think this is a really cool thing, and I'm completely converted because when I read the description, I thought, you know, I don't know about this thing, but it really does improve your overall health because it takes that weight off your spine. It's definitely not a bag if you're just, I don't know, like ladies, if you just need a big purse. You know, it's more bag than that. You know, I can pack with, you know, kind of a heavy emphasis on technology. I can pack for 2 or 3 days in mine. And one time I did pack in it, and I had more than would fit in it. And so what I did was I put most of my heavier items in that, and then I just had clothes and things in a traditional backpack, and I could wear it over top, which is not really advisable because you don't want to put too much in that heavy, unhealthy backpack thing. But if you need or want to sport that whole, I'm wearing my entire life on my back thing, it can be done. Let's move on and talk about workouts. We now have 8.5 of them. And what that means is we have 8 that are out and available. And we have another workout that is likely releasing either tomorrow or Wednesday. You can say you heard it here first. And stay with us because I will tell you in a little while what that workout is. So let me tell you about the workouts that we have. We have some workouts that have kind of an easy or a level 1 and then a level 2. And the first one is our cardio level 1 workout. And that is even a bit daunting for some. But many people find that this is a good starting place, that they can start there and move up and move forward from that point. We also have cardio level 2. And then along the same lines, we have sculpting with weights level 1 and sculpting with weights level 2. And then we have stability ball workout that uses a large one of those large, some people call them therapy balls. They are, in general, if you have one that is the right size for you, it will come to an inch or two above your knee. So we're talking roughly that size. And in my mind, this is our most fun workout. It's a strengthening workout besides, but it is simply just a lot of fun to do. You can enjoy it while you sweat. Then we have a boot camp style workout. And this one wins the prize for being our most misunderstood workout. I talked to a sweet older lady the other week, and she was 80 some years old, and she said, "I'm trying to decide what workout to order, and I think I've decided I want the boot camp workout." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Why that one in particular?" And she replied with, "Well, you know, when the young men, and now it's women these days, and they go off to fight, and they send them to boot camp, and they get them in good shape, and that's what I need." And I said, "That may be very true, and that's a very good goal. But are you aware that before they go off to boot camp, they have to be able to jog something like 5 miles a day?" And there was a very long silence, followed by, Oh, dear. And so we started her off with something else. Boot camp is for those who are already in excellent shape and want to step it up a notch. It is a challenge. It is a wonderful thing to aim for. It is not for the faint of heart. And it's not necessarily a good starting place, especially if you are just starting to work out. If you're just starting to work out, we recommend a couple different workouts based on your fitness level. We recommend either cardio level 1, sculpting with weights level 1, or stability ball. And then there are a few more that we can recommend. But before we go there, what I'm going to do is play you a sample of one of our workouts. We have interference. Okay, there we go. Okay, if I stay really still, the interference may stop. All right. I'm getting back to where I need to be. 20 minute workout, upper body endurance. Here we go. Here's cardio level 1. And this is voiced by Shayna Mayleaf, and Shayna's mother is blind. Shayna is a fitness trainer in New York. And this is just a bit of cardio level 1. Oh, and it crashed out of it. Yay. Here we go. Lisa 1, voice dream, not quite. Here we go.
Next up on deck, we have heel digs in 8, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Stand with your feet about shoulder width apart. Right heel comes forward and then back to center. We're going slow first. Left heel forward and back to center. Now we pick it up. Right heel back, left heel back. Right heel back, left heel back. Right, left, right, left. Now bend your arms and push your hands away from your body. Push, push, push. Good. It's just as if you're pushing something or someone away from you. Do it with some power. Push. Good. The leg and back bend as the opposite heel comes forward. So you bend and sink into it. Keep breathing. Looking good. Almost there, guys. Sink into it. Push. 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 And dig.
Pause. Position.
Dig.
Pause. Button. Adjustable.
And that's a little bit of that. Now, if you listen to that and you say, okay, that sounds good. The tempo is good. I like the sound of the music. But I'm confused. That's no problem. First of all, because you're doing this in your own home, you can go back and you can replay that workout. Second of all, on our website, available for download, we have audio and text descriptions of all of the workouts. For something like this, where things are kind of fast moving, there may not be time to fully and completely describe a move. We also understand that people come from different backgrounds. What someone who has had sight and then later lost it may understand may be almost inconceivable to someone who's never seen. Sorry about my screen reader reading someone's name. Because of the mixer and the way I have my iPad set up, it's doing that from time to time. So we do have descriptions for all our workouts. If you feel that this is a little challenging for you, or maybe you have a lot of weight to lose, or maybe you are recovering from surgery, or maybe you are in a wheelchair or some such thing, you know, where you can't stand for long, maybe you use a walker, we have a set of exercises. They're called the gentle workout set. And we have 4 workouts in 1 set, and each one is 20 minutes, and it exercises a different part of your body. So we have a light cardio, a warm-up and stretch, an upper body, and a lower body, and balance. And these are great, because if you want, you can do one every day or every other day. We have some people who do all four in one shot a couple times a week for full kind of conditioning and strengthening. We also have people who work office jobs, and they use these workouts at their desk, and they do one a day during their lunch. I'd like to play a little bit of one of these for you. This is voiced by Mel Scott. So unfortunately, while you were not able to hear her speak to you tonight without a lot of echo, you will be able to hear her through the magic of technology as she voices part of the gentle workout set. And what I'm going to do in this case is I'm going to start it and let it play from the beginning so that you can hear how one of our workouts might start out.
Editor, button, three, iPad, status bar item.
Come on.
Chapter, high speed fitness, audio settings. Chapter, action, button, editor, button, home, button. Selected, high speed fitness, cardio level 1, HJWT, high speed fitness, bootcamp, HJWT, loss rep, 20 minute workout, cardio, 20 minutes, 2 seconds, 20 minute workout, lower body imbalance, 18 minutes, 53 seconds, 0%, audio. Select, home, button. Position, 0%.
Here we go.
Play, button, adjustable.
This is your Eyes Free Fitness 20-minute lower body and balance workout. I'm Mel Scott. Make sure you've talked to your doctor before you begin this workout program. Today you're going to need a sturdy chair, a towel, a pillow, and if you would like to make the exercises a little more challenging, you can use light ankle weights. Let's begin today with a light walking in place. You can do this sitting or you can do this standing up. A lot of the exercises today will be standing up. Let's take a nice, easy walk. Walk in place. Walking is a great...
And I'm going to stop it there. That will give you a general idea of the feel. And the lower body imbalance probably has more things that involve standing. But you can still lean on a chair if you need to, for support, especially if you're in rehab, if you're kind of recovering from injury or illness, you might find that over time you need less and less support. I want to tell you now...
Lisa, I'm so sorry. Do you want to wrap this up in the next minute or two? We have our next guest, and he's ready to go just as you were. So let's give you a minute or two to wrap up. This is terrific. Can you copy me?
Sure, my pleasure. I was thrown off because I think we had a time change, and I, with the problems we had, I neglected to note the time when we started. Okay, wow. And here we didn't think we'd fill the time, or so much to tell you. So let's give this a very short version. We recently released a Pilates workout that can be done in a chair. And it uses a Pilates ring, which is a stiff but flexible ring with foam handles, and you can use it to do various resistance exercises. You can find out about this and our brand new yoga workout, which should be released in the next day or two. Within a few weeks, we hope to have audio samples of all our workouts, and I would highly recommend that you consider checking out the yoga sample that we will have up, especially that's our newest workout, and it's really something to hear. Also, want to let you know that you are more than welcome to subscribe to our newsletter. We do offer a couple free items. When you subscribe, you get a download of a free morning stretch. And from now through November 23rd, any purchase that you make with us allows you to have a free evening stretch. The workouts in general are $19.10. The gentle workout set is, I believe, $34 because it's longer, it's more information. We do have bundled workouts as well, so you can get a bit of a savings if you purchase some workouts together. I would encourage you to check out our website for the blog, the podcast, as I said, our newsletter, all kinds of exciting things. It's very simple. It's www.blindalive, all one word, www.blindalive.com. On that page, you can also contact us, or you can write with any questions or comments to support@blindalive.com. Thank you so much for your time, for your attention. We'd love to have you stop by the site. You can follow us on social media, share your thoughts, and we want to wish all of you a wonderful, healthy, happy holiday season.
Lisa, we thank you and Mel so much, and I want Mel to know, I don't know Mel as well as we all know you. You're a special friend of Accessible World. Lisa is very highly respected, not just in the blindness community, but everywhere she goes. Thank you, Lisa. An excellent job. We proudly feature at this time our final vendor, Jorge Marquez of Marquez Products for Independent Living, to discuss the many items he has for sale for the holidays. And we've known Jorge a long time. He's a wonderful person. I'm going to bring him right on board. So I'm going to unlock this. He's in the phone room. So let's see what happens here. Jorge, welcome to Stocking Stuffers.
Thank you, Robert. Good evening, everyone. This is Jorge Marquez with Marquez Products for Independent Living. And as most of you know now, our store is now mobile. We are always doing outreach to the community 6 days a week. And our hours are more flexible now, you know, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, and Saturdays from 9 to 6. We do station our store or mobile store in many areas, from San Diego County all the way to Santa Barbara. Hi. In senior centers, retirement homes, and convalescent hospitals. Not only we stay 1 hour, 2 hours, stay at one full day, or 2 to 3 days in a row. Our product selection can go from, you know, many different talking devices, from watches to clocks, calculators, pedometers, object locators, voice recorders, mobility. We have a new cane from Ambutech with the different colors of handles and also different colors that will be matching the rolling tip. And for the holidays, we have the iPad bags. If any of you own an iPad, we do have a leather iPad bag where you can fit your iPad and has other different pockets for you to put any other accessories that you might have. We have increased our selection in our cooking tools. We have many different cooking tools. Like, for example, we have the 8-piece pie divider. We have the a set of 3 collapsible containers for storage bowl sets. We have can openers. We have peelers. Any of those cooking tools that are easier to use in the kitchen with bright colors, with, for example, the can opener, it has a nice, easy handle to grab and lift and, you know, turn the knob around for those who have arthritis as well. We have cooking timers with large numbers, or tactile or talking timers that are also easier to use, and not only in the kitchen, but if you want to take a nap as well. And for those that are low vision, we have magnifiers with different powers, or we have the electronic magnifiers that can go from 3X all the way to 15X. We have the Candy HD, or have the Smart Lux as well, either with a handle or with the stand. And also for the holidays, we have jewelry musical boxes that are hand-carved, and these are light brown color, and also can hold a picture frame if you want to put a picture of yourself or a picture of your dog, or give it as a gift. That would be a great Christmas, you know, gift idea. And purses, we have many different purses with different zippers and pockets and different hand strap or shoulder strap. And money organizers, men's wallets, with one that has a zipper that goes around or with a snap, with coin pouches. Both are really great to use and to be given as a gift for the holidays. Let's see here. We have fanny packs that are leather with a water bottle holder. We have a small, medium, and large. The strap that goes around your waist can be, we have extra large for those that are a little bigger in size. We do carry those as well. And we're now also introducing walkers, wheelchairs, and hospital beds for those that are need any extra accommodation with mobility. We're starting to carry those. For those that are low vision, we also have desk and floor lamps that provide sufficient lighting for you to do any reading and for you not to force your sight to look at the print. You know, you need more lighting, we do have those desk or floor lamps. We can see gooseneck that is easy to maneuver around. There's also another talking watch that is not waterproof, but it's water resistant. It's a sport watch. Either it comes in Spanish or in English. It's kind of like a big watch, sporty looking. And this is an interesting watch. Of course, you know, if you're under the rain, if you're washing your hands, you really don't have to remove the watch. My only recommendation is for you not to take a shower with a watch. Make sure you remove the watch if you're taking a shower or if you want to take a swim. There is another talking pendant watch. See, very beautiful watch. It's gold. And it's talking. It has an alarm. It will give you the date. And it comes with a gold chain. But it also has large numbers and large hands. For those that are low vision, they can also see the numbers. And the yellow background will give a better contrast to the numbers. And we also carry the pen frame, number two, and the labels, and also the ID Quest. Or the ID Made. Some of you know that by the ID Made, we also carry this product. And it's quite expensive, but it's recommendable because it has a lot of applications and features. You can organize your groceries, your medication, you know, your CDs, your DVDs, including credit cards, shoes, clothes, anything. You know, it's a great device to own or, you know, to be given as a gift, and it's quite expensive, but it's a great product. And we don't have a physical location at the moment, but we are mobile. Our phone number is 818-605-8783, and our 800 number is 888-238-3393. Our email is jmarquez@gmail.com, marquezpal@gmail.com. And our website is still under construction, but the website will be www.marquezpal.com. We are now in the third year with Marquez products, and we are very happy that we continue to provide this service and to assist as many people as we can, covering more areas. We do a lot of outreach. We do presentations. We see many different chapters from the CCV or the MSD, and also private groups that they need us to provide this type of service. We do small presentations in different areas as well, either in home or at a church, whether we feel more comfortable having this presentation. For any questions, you know, I'm here. My name is Jorge Marquez with Marquez Products for Independent Living. And I do thank all of you for allowing me to, or giving me the opportunity to be giving this presentation about our products.
Well, Jorge, we thank you. We always try to support companies like yours. Jorge is well known in the blindness community in Southern California because he's our friend. And I just want to ask this one question. If I live in New York, can I call you and order a product, and will you send it to me?
Yes. We do take calls from any area in the United States, or from Mexico and in Latin America.
Okay, and you guys all have the 888 number, and it's in the newswire, F6. And read it and buy some. I have purchased products myself from Hoda, and I've been very happy with them. Do we have time for a question or two, Ron? Do we have any up there?
Okay, here comes. Looks like there is a question.
Hello. I don't know if I'm coming through, but I would like to know, I know that you're a mobile company. Do you have like a schedule in the Southern California area, or can we call your company to find when you're going to be in our area?
Yes, you can give us a call. Hopefully in the next 2 months, once we update more our website, because we're still adding products, we will be adding a schedule where our store will be in each day of the week. And it doesn't matter, we station our store, let's say, with a different group, anyone is invited to come to our presentation, and, you know, and you're open to ask any questions or to buy any of our products.
Well, I think he's going to get an invitation from one of our chapters, but my president, I don't want to speak for him, because when he sends that word out, Jorge is very popular. It's not only chapter members. Every blind guy in town tries to come because the products are so good. And I hope you'll consider speaking. There's a local guide dog school that has classes. I think they would love this. The Guide Dogs of America, for example, you probably contacted them. Jorge, on behalf of Accessible World and Stocking Stuffers, we want to thank you so very much for being here. We want to thank our great audience for being here for two parts. And I want to hear from you about vendors that you want to hear. We kind of stay away from the large vendors. Yes, we had APH because they're good friends of ours, and all of the vendors are. We look for smaller companies that need a hand up, and we work together because the big guys have their own publicity. Believe me, they have their PR. We hear about them all the time, and we're glad to do that. I thank you all for coming. Next week, we have the same mobile network, how to get Windows 10 easily. Thank you for coming. Have a good week.